Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Nechesim Beis that a Avik Chavim Sheshavas Chayam Misa, an Avik Chavim who rests is Chayam Misa. Shenam Yom Vlo Yilo Yishbaisu. Well, Amar Zarin Shlo Misasan. Amar Bina Afilu Shenam Shabbos. Even if it's a regular day, a weekday, not Lav Dafka on Shabbos itself. And the Pasha says the way Rashi learns, it means that if a Nachri is Shabbos, does the Melacha for a whole day, then he's Chayam Misa. That's what Gemara is referring to. But the Rambam adds another Tanai. So it's not enough just to be Shabbos, but it has to be that you're doing it L'shem a Chiddush Das of Shabbos. His lesson is that Gresh Shabbos Yom Yom Yisachom also is L'atzu K'moy Shabbos Chayam Misa. You make it like Shabbos, it's Chayam Misa. K'lo Shal Dover Ima Nichon Oysa L'chfadish Das V'latzu S'mitzis L'atzu V'daitan. So it sounds like from the Rambam, it's not enough just to be Shabbos, but it has to be that you're creating a Yom Shal Shabbos. You decide that this day is Shabbos for you. You're treating it like a Shabbos, like Klal Yisrael has. That is the Isser, and only then you're Chayv. But just to be Shabbos without being Mechadash, a Das Shal Shabbos, he's not going to be Chayv for that. And the Pella is on the Rambam that the Makar is in this Pasuk of Yom Elayla Leishbosu, which is talking about Bnei Noach. Doesn't say anything about Shabbos, L'shem Shabbos. We're not even talking about the Shabbos that we have today. So how can you learn up from there? It has to be dafka if you're mechadash a dashel Shabbos. It's not much like that at all in the pasuk. Bishma lefi Rashi, it's just saying you shouldn't be shavus. Like Rashi says, Abnei Adam namikai that you can't rest. But lefi in the Rambam, there has to be creating a Shabbos like we have. L'chay, there is no makkah for that in the pasuk. So how does a Rambam get that from the pasuk? And there's a beautiful hezra in this from Rav Futner in Pachadis Shabbos. My Marid Aleph, Rav Futner is masbir like this. He says that there seems to be another machlokes over between the Rambam and Rashi as well. Lefi Rashi and other Rishonim. As Rashi explains over here, you have to learn that this pasuk of Yom Elayla Yishbaisu is not kipshutei. The pasuk says the pasuk is going on the mitzias habriya of the Yom Elayla should never be shavus again. But Rashi learns Abnei Adam and Amikai, it's going on people as well. The people Abnei Adam Leishbaisu Abnei Adam are not allowed to be shavus, and that is the makkah that a guy cannot be shavus and rest for a whole day for the shear of Yom Elayla. But Rav Futner learns if you're the Rambam, you don't have to say that. It's a little bit of a daichik in the pasuk the Yom Elayla. Is going on Bnei Adam, the Pasha says, this is going on the Bria, that the Bria won't be Shabbos. And he wants to say, Levi the Rambam learned the Gemara Kipshuta, it's not going on Bnei Adam, it's going on the Bria, that you have to make sure that the Bria will never be Shabbos. What's the shot? What does that mean? Because he says, in Bria Sa'ilam, we find that every day it says, Vayyavay Biker, there's a Musig of Laila and a Musig of Yom, except on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there is no Musig of Laila and Yom, it doesn't say Vayyavay Biker. That's because Shabbos, you don't have that same Chaluk of Laila and Yom like you do on the rest of the days. And he says that's why the Minig Yisrael Kedoshim is that on Shabbos we don't say good morning, good evening like we do on a regular day, but we say good Shabbos, the same good Shabbos, an equal good Shabbos in the night and the day, because there is no chilik between Laila and Yom on Shabbos. And the Mele learns that's the aside of this pasuk of the Rambam, the Yom Laila Leishbaiso, and Shabbos is the Shvisa of Nen and Yom Laila. And it's an Isser for a person to make that Shvisa happen on a different day. A Benayach who creates such a Shvisa, it's Chayim Misa. So how do you create such a Shvisa? If you rest on a day of Shem Shabbos, then you created another Shabbos. Now you were caused that there should be a Shvisa of the Ninyan of Yom Elayla. And about it, that's only true if you did it L'Shem Shabbos. If you just rest, no to Malacha, nothing happened. But if you create, you try to recreate a Shabbos like Klal Yisrael has, you try to recreate another Musig of Yom Elayla, another Musig of Shvisa of the Chilu between Yom Elayla, like we have in our Shabbos, then you are on this Pasuk of Yom Elayla Yishbaisu. And that is the Mark of the Rambam, that it has to be dafka l'shem Shabbos, l'shem bin mechadash edas of Shabbos. That's the only way you create that shvisa, or else you're not going to be up on the pasuk. Maybe that would be the muck of the Rambam, and it fits in very well that the pasuk does not have to be going on the autumn, like Rashi says, but it's going on the Yom Elayla itself, and that is only accomplished by a person being mechadash edas of Shabbos.